and my prosecution team...
Florida Special Prosecutor Angela Corey says there's enough evidence to file murder charges against George Zimmerman in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin.
Today we filed an information charging George Zimmerman with murder in the second degree.
At a news conference Wednesday, Corey would not discuss evidence in the case, but said it is enough to win a conviction.
This is the conclusion that we came to based on our review of the facts and evidence.
Authorities say Zimmerman has turned himself in, but police refuse to disclose where he is for his safety. He will be held in jail until a court bond hearing. Zimmerman says he shot Martin in self-defense after spotting him in a gated community where Martin's father lives. Zimmerman initially called police to say he was following a suspicious person.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Soon afterwards, a confrontation, then a gunshot, and Martin was dead. The shooting sparked a national outcry led by Martin's parents, who insist their son was murdered. They also accused Zimmerman of targeting their son because he was black. Police did not initially charge Zimmerman with a crime because of a Florida law that says a person has the right to stand his or her ground and meet force with force. Trayvon Martin's parents in Washington say they are relieved. Sabrina Fulton is Martin's mother.
I have been up and down as if I was on a roller coaster. But I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that justice will be served.
No justice! No peace!
Tensions have been running high in the small community of Sanford, Florida, since the shooting. For weeks, demonstrators have taken to the streets calling for Zimmerman's arrest. Legal analysts say Zimmerman now will likely invoke the Stand Your Ground law as his defense, and a judge could decide if the case should go to trial. If convicted, Zimmerman could face a sentence of up to life in prison. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.